Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Wednesday, June 16. First, the weather. Expect to get wet. Rain chances 60% the first part of the week. Afternoon highs will be in the upper 80s. At night, it'll drop to the upper 70s. Let's get things started with COVID news. Thousands flocked to Miami earlier this month for the Bitcoin cryptocurrency conference. Just days later, some conference attendees say they've tested positive for COVID-19. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez spoke at the event. He told the Miami Herald that no one he knows tested positive after the conference, but that his office is aware of a number of unconfirmed tweets about people falling ill with COVID during the conference. Conference attendees were not required to wear masks or be vaccinated, and no temperature checks were done at entrance gates. The conference did have the makings for a potential COVID outbreak, with at least 12,000 people, most without masks, circulating through an enclosed space. The CDC still recommends people avoid large events and gatherings. In food news, goodbye queso frito with iron beer guava jam. Goodbye pancakes dusted with Cap'n Crunch and condensed milk. The Eating House created a new branch of elevated dining by melding classic techniques with bold Miami flavors. Now, the Coral Gables restaurant will close next month after 9 years. Miami native Giorgio Rapicavoli created this new Miami cuisine by tapping into his Westchester roots, his Italian mother's cooking, his Argentine father's grilling, and the particular culinary inspiration that led him to become Miami's first chop champion. He turned $10,000 from that victory into his eating lab. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In real estate news, one of Miami's oldest library branches is expected to have a new home in a proposed affordable housing project. High school students successfully rallied to save their community hub from displacement. The library could have been evicted under a plan to build at least 150 affordable apartment units on the site at Northwest 17th Avenue and 35th Street. But the potential of losing the branch led to an outcry from the community. That prompted Miami City Commissioners to place a new condition on the redevelopment: the housing project must have a library on the first floor. In tech news, FTX is the cryptocurrency exchange that just purchased the naming rights to the Miami Heat's arena in a 19-year $135 million deal. Now the company is opening a Miami office. In an interview with the Miami Herald, FTX founder and CEO Sam Bankman-Fried said the company has begun scouting for office space. He did not specify exactly how many employees or local hiring plans. FTX is based in Hong Kong. The announcement makes FTX the third crypto exchange this month to announce a Miami presence. Amid the world's largest crypto convention at Mana Wynwood, London-based Blockchain.com and Israel-based eToro announced they would be opening Miami offices. And finally, a post office gets all kinds of customers. But one suspicious visitor brought police to the front door. Hernando County deputies found a 7-foot alligator roaming in the lobby area. How did the gator get in? This post office has automatic double doors that allow customers, even reptiles, access to the lobby. According to the sheriff's office, a trapper safely escorted the alligator out of the post office. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.